It is now Thursday, April 28th. We are brought to you by Audible.com, Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest, and StackUp.org. In today's GQDN news, we talk about Amazon. Cheater cheaters, bad cheaters. A little bit of Sony PlayStation news. A lawsuit was filed. But today we start with some major news, a major update from Activision Blizzard. The shareholders had a vote, and they voted 98% in favor of the Microsoft transaction. So this is what Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick said in a press release. Quote, "Today's overwhelmingly supportive vote by our stockholders confirms our shared belief that combined with Microsoft, we will be even better positioned to create great value for our players, even greater opportunities for our employees, and to continue our focus on becoming an inspiring example of a welcoming, respectful, and inclusive workplace. We shall see what happens as things go forward with this deal." Now keep in mind, the governments of the world must approve, and most importantly, the United States. Keep in mind, Democrats are in control at this point, but we shall see what happens after the midterm elections this year. This year. Now, one thing that will help out, and at least in some small part, Activision Blizzard, is the news coming from Wowhead. The Warcraft mobile game reveal will be on May 3rd at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So that means 1 p.m. EST, 10 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. from Brazil, 6 p.m. GMT, 7 p.m. CET, 3 a.m. AEST. That's for Sydney, for Australia. The Blue Post said, and I quote, "The Warcraft universe continues to capture imaginations across the globe while enlightening experiences and immersive gameplay that are the foundation for World of Warcraft and Hearthstone. We are happy to present a new mobile game for the heroes of Azeroth looking to play on the go, and we can't wait to get it into your hands. Mark your calendars and set your alarms as we unveil the next rewarding mobile experience designed from the ground up of mobile devices. You won't want to miss it." May 3rd. So that comes up next Tuesday. Be ready. Now we go to NintendoEverything.com, and there has been a lawsuit against Square Enix filed by Yuji Naka. And what Naka did was file a lawsuit over the game called Balan Wonderworld, because he was one of the directors of the game, but was pulled 6 months before the game was launched. So he is basically suing because he feels that he was wrongfully released from the game, because he felt that he had more to do with the game before its release. So now we go to Destructoid.com, and Microsoft and Bethesda's E3, well, their presentation will have their showcase on June 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Now, this will be most likely, this will be on both YouTube and Twitch. It'll be twitch.tv/Xbox, and look for Xbox on YouTube. Now, they said in a quote, "This show will feature amazing titles coming from Xbox Game Studios, Bethesda, and our partners around the world. The Xbox Bethesda Game Showcase will include everything you will need to know about the diverse lineup of games coming soon to the Xbox ecosystem, including upcoming releases to Game Pass on Xbox and PC." It might be something worth listening to. For me, at least, because I'll be at work, most likely. We'll see what happens. Anyway, now, what DualShockers.com has revealed to us is that PlayStation Plus Premium leaks are now revealing some PlayStation 1 and PlayStation Portable leak games. And this would include, and this is according to a Reddit post, that the first two games were Tekken 2 and Ridge Racers 2. Now, those games back in the day, Tekken 2 was indeed quite popular. Ridge Racers was kind of popular, but not as popular as what some other games have done in that time. So we'll see what happens there. But it does look back. It does look like that PlayStation is looking to go back further back in time with this new PlayStation Premium, PlayStation Plus Premium. My apologies there. But we'll see what happens. Now we go to Eurogamer.net, and they're reporting that PlayStation Plus will remove the stacking. Basically, it's like multiple accounts, redeeming gift cards, different vouchers, stuff like that, and it will be just applied to the upcoming PlayStation Plus. Now, there was a little bit of question there at Ask PlayStation UK, and Gavin Skyfall did ask, I can't currently active a 12-month PlayStation Plus voucher I purchased. Yeah, since yesterday, it keeps saying, try again later. Any advice, please? And Ask PlayStation UK responded, hi, sorry we missed your message. We're open 10:30 to 7 p.m. BST. I'm sorry to hear you're having trouble redeeming your voucher. Please take a look at the following support page into this, and if needed, also contact our team directly. And they did provide some basic stuff there for that person to go through to see that everything goes through. And Tribal Chief did ask, I've been having issue not redeeming the code. I've wanted for 3 days and still not subscribed. My subscription is ending today. Help. So Sony has not yet commented on that question as of yet. But those that do have a subscription at that time of the transfer, you will have PlayStation Plus. Okay? You will have the new PlayStation Plus, I should say. Now, if you have both, as of yesterday, what I told you, you would have the top tier of PlayStation Plus. So wonder what would happen there. Now, I do want to remind you about Twitter. There's 1 day left at Joe Brum's. It's all about resetting talent trees and Dragonflight. You got 1 day to vote. You know who shouldn't vote? Cheaters! Because this comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and Call of Duty cheaters won't be able to hear or see enemy players. Now, there's a quote here. Legitimate players, however, can see cheaters impacted by cloaking. So that's what a blog post was said. But the new Ricochet software that was launched last year at Call of Duty is part of the reason as to why the cheaters will no longer be able to hear or see people coming. Those that were cheated on, you now have your day. Well, maybe. We end today with the GameSpot.com, and I did say that Prime Day is coming, Prime Day is coming, Prime Day is coming. Well, Prime Day is now set for July. It'll take place on either 11th and 12th or 17th and 18th. So right now, the only leak is July, but right now there's no idea as to when in July they're just yet, but they are looking towards the middle of July to do Prime Day. Once again, gotta hit up Twitter. Joe Brums, get that vote in. You got 1 day left. And we know that tonight's the NFL draft, so I'm getting this done right now. So, you can follow everybody at the Dawn Forge and dawnforge.com. The show is at groupquest.com, and you can follow us at groupquest. Or the group quest, I should say. The group quest. This has been a Dawn Forge Production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow with more gaming news. Enjoy the draft, and go play some games, people.